And now I'd like to welcome a gentleman who is a songwriter and also covers some great tunes. And he's come here a number of times. His name is Sean Dressel, and he's brought with him tonight a friend of his named Steve Miller, and he is new to our open mic. Please welcome Sean and Steve.
Check, check.
Is that too loud? You got to play it? Turn it up. Yeah. It's all the way in the back, you know what I mean?
Hi, so this is my friend Steve Miller, and I'm Sean Dressel. So you may know Steve. He had a bunch of tunes in the 70s that were pretty popular. I had to do that. I've been dying to do that since I met him. We've known each other for 3 years. We go to the same church in Bedford. So we're going to do a song that I wrote called Helen, and it's a pretty quick song. I just wanted to introduce it because the words are a little bit melancholy. This is a true story. A couple years back, I was at my wife's house in Connecticut, where we both grew up. And her dad was going to visit his aunt, Helen, who was my wife's great aunt. Helen was in her mid-90s. She was getting close to 100. We thought she was going to make it to 100. And Helen, she spoke with a very thick Slovak accent. I would see her at family gatherings. I would try to talk to her. I never could really understand what she said because her accent was so thick. And she spoke with a whisper. And the reason he was going to visit her was because being that old, she was very alone. Her husband had died when he was in his 60s. They never had kids because they weren't able to. And all of her cousins, father, mother, aunts, uncles, everybody was gone. And at the age she was at, a lot of her nieces and nephews were starting to pass on too. So she was a very lonely person. And the one niece she had that was very close to her was my wife's aunt, Mickey. Well, 2 weeks prior, Mickey, I don't mean to bum you guys out, but I just want to tell you the story. 2 weeks prior to this visit, Mickey had died unexpectedly. She had a brain aneurysm, and her husband found her. So my wife's mother said to her father, "You need to step in now because Mickey's gone. You need to start spending time with Helen." And he was really uptight about the visit. It was going to be a sad visit, right? So I felt really bad for him, and I said, "You know, I'll go with you. In fact, we'll bring Steven." My son Steven was about 4 at the time. You know, he'd light up a room, right? So we went to see Helen, and I'll never forget it. We walked in. She's sitting in a chair. This is in Shelton, Connecticut. She's sitting in a chair looking out her window, and her view of the world was the Sikorsky helicopter factory with a couple smokestacks, and it was just such a horrible view, and that was what she looked at every day, all day. And so we walk in, we sit down, and the first thing she does is she leans over and she grabs my arm. And in this thick Slovak accent, she says to me, "Why will God not let me die? I just want to, you know, he took my friends, he took my family, but he won't take me." I didn't know what to say. I was overwhelmed. So we got through the visit, and, you know, my son, you know, we had her smiling, and so we got in the car to head back to my wife's house, or to my my father-in-law's house, and right on the spot, I was overwhelmed. You know, sometimes words come firing at you. Like, I got to get these out. My head's going to explode. I said, do you have anything to write on? And he said, no, there's something in the glove compartment. I wrote this song on a Burger King napkin, at least the first half of it, and then I couldn't finish it, and then she died a week and a half later. We were praying. Now, this sounds bad. I was praying that she could find peace, which in her eyes is just, I'm done. Take me. So after she died, I was able to finish the song. So this song's called Helen, and I was a little choked up tone. So I'm a sensitive male. So I'm gonna we're going to play this song, and I just wanted you to know what it was about. Helen, as you close your eyes and start to cry, as you pray to God to let you die, every passing day you wonder why you are so alone. Well, Helen, knowing that you buried all your kin, knowing that you've outlived all your friends, as you slip into another day to stare at the floor, I sit alone beside you, wondering what's left inside of you. I see the years of memories go pouring out. There's nothing left for you. I barely hear your words. You whisper like soul has left you too. There's no one left to care for you. Helen, God, he never blessed you with a child. No, you kept on praying all the while. Now you sit and wonder how your life it might have been changed. Well, Helen, as the clock keeps ticking on the wall, the passing of each day is just a crawl. Now you close your eyes because your wish just came true. I sit alone beside you, left you too. There's no one left to care for you. Helen, heaven's waiting for you now. Helen, heaven's waiting for you now. Helen, heaven's waiting for you now.
One more hand, please, for Sean Dressel and Steve Miller.
Can I say one thing about the Black Pearl? Since I went to see it?
No, not now.
Okay.
We're going to move right along because Jake.